Scalar energy has the ability to look at a photograph of people and ascertain what type of virus or bacterium they're infected with. Once you develop an instrument, you have expertise. And if you can produce lightning or scalar energy, you can power the world.
Welcome to the I Am Pain-Free podcast. What if the key to health and wellness lies in the energy of the universe? Yeah, seriously. Tune in to hear Tom Palladino's fascinating journey from studying Nikola Tesla to pioneering scalar energy healing. This episode is packed with insights on how scalar energy can address chronic pain and illness, offering a revolutionary approach to natural healing. You've never heard of this before, I promise. In today's electrifying episode, we're diving into the groundbreaking world of scalar energy with the incredible Tom Palladino. Prepare to have your mind blown as Tom shares this revolutionary approach to healing that taps into the divine light of Christ. So Tom's journey started out with an admiration for that Nikola Tesla, right, leading him to explore the uncharted territories of this incredible scalar energy. So I really encourage you to go do your own research on this stuff that Tom's talking about. He's pioneering a new branch of physics, promising to transform lives and bring natural, faithful healing to the forefront. So I'm excited for you to hear this incredible episode, this incredible man, and I want you to do your own research. So keep an open mind and let's dig in. Here's Tom. Hey, welcome to the I Am Pain-Free podcast. And got another exciting one today. We have a guest that I am super excited to learn from. That what he's doing is incredible. So I wanted to introduce Tom Palladino. How are you, Tom?
All is well. Thanks for the invite. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, so excited to learn based upon what you are doing is stuff that most people don't understand. At least that's my perspective of it, because I come from that side of the equation where just a couple years ago, I was not introduced to any type of frequency work and or energy work. And boy, based upon what you do, I'm super excited to just learn more, because I really think this is the future of helping people. And I'm just blessed to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure. We're going to speak about the healing energy of Christ. And I think we can substantiate that there is healing in light. And that's what we're going to speak about today.
I love that. And guess who created that, right? Yes. He's the ultimate creator. And that's what has been so fun for me, is to be just awake to that fact that God made our bodies incredibly, and they're complex, but he made everything around us. So people get worried and freaked out about, you know, new age stuff. And it's no, but God made frequencies. God made all these things. So it's not, as long as we're not using it for bad purposes and we understand it, then I don't think people should be afraid of it. Excited to learn more about what you're doing with light. So how did you get in? Tell us your story.
My story is this. I was enthralled with the great inventor Nikola Tesla at a very young age.
Oh, yeah.
And Tesla was working with scalar energy, what we call free energy instruments. And I decided to follow the lead of Tesla and go down that trajectory, go down that path in life. I'm happy I've done so. This is a new branch of physics. It's light, it's healing light, but in specific, it's a new branch of physics. It's not electricity. And we see just tremendous promise from this new branch of physics.
I love that. I love that. So how long, like, say you started to follow Tesla, how long ago was that? Well, when did you get interested in
it? That was back in the 70s when we were reading books. Okay. When we were reading books back in the 70s. So I've been at this, for 50 years.
Nice. That's so exciting. And that's what's so fun for me, is I'm like a brand new baby in this world, right? I'm only 2 years into this journey. You've been doing it for 50 years. I've got a lot to learn, but I'm a fast learner and I'm excited to understand more. So I also love Nikola Tesla and all the stuff that he did. And that's a dangerous world you've been following. I believe there's a lot of nefarious people who really don't like what you do. You're, do you agree with that?
You're right. And why? Because when you bring the healing of Christ to the nations, there's going to be friction. I'll describe to the audience what I'm doing. I'm going to show a photograph. This is a photograph of a scalar wave. That's a Tesla coil. Time-lapse photography captures this double helix. That's a scalar wave. That's what I work with.
Cool.
This instrument broadcasts a scalar wave. That's if we had the eyes that we could see this invisible energy, that's what we would see, a scalar wave emanating from that instrument. Now, what am I getting at? The energy is so strong, if I hold a light bulb anywhere in vicinity of the instrument, the light bulb will illuminate.
Oh, nice.
So there's a tremendous amount of energy. Once again, that's the scalar wave. That's the scalar wave that we're working with, this divine energy. It's from God. Now, how do I work with this energy with people? It's quite unique because I work through, if you will, force fields, energy fields. I never work in person. Now, we're having a discussion. I can see your energy field. I can see your image in the computer. You're obviously not in my laboratory. When I work with people, I work with people with their energy field or their force field on a photograph.
Wow.
See, with scalar energy, everything is an energy field or a force field. There's a signature or a force field to my photograph. So I don't work with people. I work with energy fields. And when I place a person's photograph inside this instrument, there's a download of that divine energy into their force field. Now.
Wow. Okay, I love it. This is super exciting. I know people are going to ask the same question, right? It's like, how do you get a divine energy from a photograph? How does that happen?
Okay, first of all, let's define our terms. Scalar energy, scalar light is the light of God. And that only makes sense. If you're a Christian base, you realize that God, the creator, created everything, including light. Light is fundamental. As far as I'm concerned, light energy is the only fundament of nature. Nothing else is fundamental. Everything derives from light. So it's the light.
Let there be light.
Yes, let there be light. That was the first command, which was what? A first principle, a first cause.
Yeah.
And from there, creation, if you will, evolved. Creation was possible. We're working at the top here with the creator. We're working with his light. I'm copying God. I'm in the process to copy nature, to imitate nature, and that's what I'm doing. When I work with this type of energy, it's not electricity, this scalar wave, I'm working with that primal force, that primal energy. And in so doing, I'm able to work with people through their energy field with this energy and reduce pain.
Wow.
Improve memory. Improve the sleep pattern. Not on a chemical basis. We don't work here on what I would consider the brick and mortar or the chemical basis. We work at a higher field, at the level of Christ, at the level of energy, at the level of intelligence. I really like my work because I don't have to, if you will, settle for the physical domain. I don't work with physical reality. Instead, I work with divine energy. I work with the healing energy of God. It's beyond the scope of man. That's what I'm really keen on. I don't work.
That is so amazing. It's really intriguing. And if I would have met you 3 or 4 years ago before I was doing all this research on energy and on quantum energy and what even that word meant, and I learned how the body is made up of energy and how it interacts with frequencies. But before all of that, I would have said, you're crazy, right? I said, this just can't happen. But because I was raised in the physical world where it was like everything is, I got to go to a doctor to fix my ill. And the doctor is going to prescribe me a medicine and I'm going to take that medicine and that's going to heal my pain, for example. So that's the physical world that I grew up in. And that's the only thing I understood. And then bang, a couple of years ago, I got into this research and technology and started to understand it. And now I literally understand what you're talking about. And I believe what you're talking about because of the transformation of my beliefs from the, like you said, the way you termed it, the physical world into a spiritual world.
Yes.
And or a different frequency, a God frequency.
Yes.
As maybe you call it.
So thank you.
Really intriguing.
Thank you. That's the key. We're not working at the physical realm. Again, this energy is filled with instructions or intelligence. To be clear, I'm not the healer. When I place a person's photograph inside this instrument, That is the animating force, that energy. That's the energy wave. The healing is in the light. Christ is in the light. It's not me. So my work is mistake-proof because I don't rely upon man or human reasoning. I rely upon light energy, which is fundamental. Energy right. never makes a mistake. Energy is fundamental. If there's something in nature you want to see that's true to form that never makes a mistake, it's energy. Energy follows the laws of nature. The laws of nature are immutable, unbreakable. I follow the laws of energy, the laws of creation, the laws of Christ.
That's so incredible. So obviously this has taken, you've been studying this for, like you said, 50 years. How has it evolved? For obviously what you're talking about now is absolutely incredible. And I'm excited to understand more about it. But how did you progress from understanding, reading Nikola Tesla and the books about him to where you are today? Obviously, it's really difficult to summarize your 50 years of experience, but I'd like to just maybe have some highlights through that period.
To encapsulate that, I read about Tesla when I was a youngster, as a teenager. Okay. And that was in theory. And then I had to pray upon this. God had to give me the wisdom. And eventually, I met with a family in the United States, Hieronymus, that was engineering these instruments. And in many ways, they passed on the baton to me, and I've continued on with their work. So this is at least two generations of work here. If you're not maybe considering Tesla third generation of work, this is 100 years of research. This does not happen overnight. This is a long process. It's a laborious process. And those who are prudent and who understand science realize that you take these baby steps and eventually you arrive at profound conclusions. In the past 2 or 3 months, I've been having incredible results because I continue to improve my approach. It's endless what this energy can do.
That's amazing. So even after years and years, you're still making continual progress, as you mentioned, even breakthroughs in the last few months, you say.
Exactly. Why? Because, again, it's endless. It's the light of Christ. Many people have told me in the past few months, they've come to me and they said they had problems. Rheumatoid arthritis has been addressed. People have been suffering from rheumatoid arthritis for years. They're no longer in pain. Now, how's that possible? It's not on account of my action. It's on account of this divine energy, light, that's instructive. And when this divine energy, if you will, finds itself, is flooded in our force field. That's what I'm doing with this energy. I flood the force field with this energy. It's almost akin to when the woman with a hemorrhage touched the cloak of Christ and she was healed. And what did Christ say? Power has gone out of me. Power, energy has gone out of me. That's what I'm doing with this energy. Power is leaving from this instrument and going into a person through their force field.
That is amazing. I can understand that physically if that person was there. So that's the leap. It's like, how do you get people to understand that can happen without them physically being there?
Many times Christ would heal at a distance. He would say, go, your relative is already healed at a distance. So God can do anything, obviously. And energy, light, is that fundament. Once again, it's that primal force, light, energy, that carries those instructions. Light is responsible for everything. Light is at the top of creation. It is the creative strength of God. So once we have this understanding and this if you will, this background of knowledge, we realize that the light of God can do anything, including cure soul, mind, and body.
That's incredible. That is just amazing. What did you do? Any education related to this stuff, or tell me a little more steps of how you got there.
I probably spent a good close to 12 to 13 years at the collegiate level. Okay. And I wanted a broad education. Why? Because I had to study physics, chemistry, biology, philosophy. This is a new science, to be very clear, to inculcate that thought. It's a new science. Thereafter, after this broad education, I've gone at this alone. All of my work is groundbreaking. What I have achieved, I think, is quite telling. And I think the world will eventually realize that I'm not working with electricity. I've developed a new branch of physics. this is not a branch of physics you can study at the university level. It's not taught at the university. So my right. work is groundbreaking. It's unique. I'm not the only one, but I'm working with a branch of physics that's not taught by academia.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to even when I started researching quantum energy, right? Because quantum energy is relatively new in the educational world because it's not quantifiable, right? It's like, so even quantum energy, when you define that, it doesn't match the education right. that is being taught in physics, right. correct?
That's
so they had to redefine that term mm-hmm. and try to understand it. And it's much more complex. It's much more obscure. Yes. And people have a hard time with even understanding quantum energy. But quantum energy, I would define as probably more accepted just because it's been a lot of people talked about it in the last maybe decade
yep.
in comparison to scalar light. And so now it sounds like you're doing this another level
yes.
that is maybe just even a step above or just totally different, maybe side by side with quantum energy is this scalar light technology. Yep. How would you define it?
I think that and all of the above. Thank you for that. This is a new branch of physics. Now, as we realize that science is in its infancy, and I'm fine with that. Where there's so much to learn. God's wisdom, God's universe is infinite. So why can't there be an emerging branch of physics, scalar physics, what some people call quantum physics. Others call this zero point energy. There are two energies. Yes, we've studied electromagnetic energy. It's valid. The other energy, scalar energy, is likewise valid. And I propose that scalar energy has far greater potential than that of electromagnetic energy. That's the point. The point is to drive this home. I want to help people. And this technology far exceeds the technology of electromagnetic energy. So I propose that in the future, we should be powering the world. We should, if you will, incorporate into our fabric of life scalar energy much more.
Interesting. How do we get there? What does it take to do? Obviously, you have an incredible lab that you've created. How do we get to that step?
We're doing that by speaking about it, by educating people. The first step is education. If people go to my website and they'll read our thousands of testimonies from people around the world, everything from rheumatoid arthritis to herpes or HIV infection, and read the testimonies, then people should prod themselves and say, how is this possible? Why is it that thousands of people are having such favorable outcomes? And we're doing that not in person. We're doing that with their energy field or their force field on a photograph. All of that speaks to a new science. You hit the nail on the head. It's esoteric. This is a new science. You cannot see this energy. It's invisible. It's not, again, right. taught by academia. How do we know that there's a force field? I can tell you there is, but you need a scalar energy instrument to deduce that, to indeed be able to detect a force field on a photograph. This process works with the scalar energy instrument. I can't place my photograph inside a refrigerator and get the same results. When I place my photograph inside that instrument, it's, if you will, immersed in a scalar energy force field. That's why this works.
That's amazing. Is it something that you are looking to replicate so that people can have these in their homes? Or what do you think is the steps from what you're doing today to make it viable for the society?
I think in the next 5 years, we're going to have to educate people. And we're still at square one educating people. After that, we'll see where this goes. I cannot replicate this laboratory. I don't have the time, the money. It's not feasible. So I'm going to have to say over the next 3, 4, 5 years, we're going to educate people. Once this catches on, then people will get involved and people can then duplicate my results.
That's interesting. I like what we're doing today, right? We're having a conversation about it. We're discussing it in an open environment and trying to understand what it is. And then what you're saying is we need to just continue that process for a number of years in order to get enough people to understand it, to maybe take it seriously enough to invest in it? Or is it just take maybe somebody with a lot of money to come in and say, hey, let's go change the world?
Perhaps all of those scenarios. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll be quite candid. I'm quite surprised on one of the few researchers that's pursuing this in earnest. It offers such great promise. The prospect of advancing mankind is incredible. Why other researchers aren't spending time and energy doing this, I don't know. The only thing I could say immediately is it cannot be commercially applicable. It's not viable. There's no paycheck. It's not commercially available. And if you cannot commercialize this, then it's just a hobby. Unless you can pay a salary to somebody at the end of the week, a lot of people are going to say, no, we're not going to spend a lot of time with that.
Right. Yeah, that unfortunately, I understand well from the medical cartel and or whatever you want to call it. Just the pill for an ill society that we find ourselves in, that if there isn't a paycheck at the end of the day, then Big Pharma doesn't support it, and then it doesn't get funded and doesn't get researched.
I'm gonna show another photograph of a scalar wave. When there are lightning strikes, that's a lightning strike.
Wow.
That's by time-lapse photography, you could see this shaft of light.
Yeah, it's really wide in comparison to a lot of them that I've seen. Why is that?
Here's another one. That's a shaft of light. Now, you can see down here the lightning bolts. Now, what's my point? If you could slow that down into a time-lapse photograph, you would likewise see the double helix inside that shaft of light.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. So what is my point? This is the natural energy of the universe. The energy of the sun and the stars is also found in lightning bolts. Now, if you can tap into that lightning bolt, that scalar wave, you can power the world. It's free energy. This is free energy. Lightning is free. And if you can produce lightning or scalar energy, you can power the world. That's where we're going with this. We're going to power the world.
That is amazing. And I didn't understand how powerful thunderstorms and lightning were until I moved to Texas.
Oh, yeah. I live in Florida. My goodness, it's been said there's at least 400 lightning storms taking place on any given day throughout the world. 400 lightning storms. And amazing. Imagine that charge of energy.
Yeah. I mean, because that's like, it is so powerful. When we have these storms here, at least in Texas, it's like it shakes the home, right? It literally, that's just the thunder. You see the actual lightning strike and the crack that comes from that strike, and the closer it is, it's wow, that is really impactful. And I know a lot of people have seen and have heard lightning, but when you see it, when it's such a powerful force and it's happening so often, it's just absolutely incredible. Yep. So what you're saying is that the energy from lightning, basically, if you slow it down, it has similar characteristics to the machine that you built behind you with the double helix. Am I saying that accurate?
Yeah, that's appropriate. So this is what we're working with. We're working with the light of God. Only God can create a lightning strike. Okay, that's the energy that we're working with, the energy of God. This is not man-made electricity. We're not relying upon a windmill or nuclear or coal. So this offers great prospect to mankind, a new beginning for an energy grid that's safe, clean, without an expensive infrastructure, clean energy from the sun and the stars, divine energy, and then in vicinity to this energy, it's healing. You place yourself close to the presence of God, the presence of Christ, you're going to be healed. This is the healing of Christ. This is the light of Christ. And when you're in the vicinity of this energy, you are going to be healed.
I love that. So obviously I'm excited to research more about the testimonials and stuff that you've done. Tell us a couple of them. Obviously you mentioned the arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis one that you just mentioned. What are some other testimonies?
Scalar energy has the ability to look at a photograph of people and ascertain what type of virus or bacterium they're infected with. This is a clinic out of Delhi, India. The Om Prakash HIV AIDS Clinic. We've worked with these people, over 5,000 people in India. After working with these people, nobody has a viral load for HIV. So apparently scalar energy is able to pinpoint the energy, the, if you will, the signature of HIV in each individual. Find that signature and then negate it or remove the presence of HIV in the force field, in the energy field. So we don't negate the HIV virus in a chemical sense. We negate it through energy, through light. And as a result, people feel better. Many people say that they no longer have any viral load for HIV.
That's incredible. And you did that through pictures with the people Correct. That are in that country.
Correct.
That's incredible.
If we're having this conversation right now through our computer, you're obviously not in my computer. I'm not in your computer. I see your right. image. You see my image. Why can't we work with images on photographs and communicate with those images? You and I are having a communication through a computer. Why can't we communicate with a photograph of a person, find a pathogen, and remove it, negate it? We can.
And see, that's the thing that's so hard for people to understand, because if they think about it logically, they're going to say, okay, that is a piece of paper that was printed, and you have ink that was printed on that photo, on that piece of paper that has different colors of the ink in order to make that right. image of that person.
Right.
How does that then equate to their energy?
Yeah, that's a great point. Nonetheless, it's still a representation of me. And a
right.
photograph is a source of light. It's a source of light. So this is my biological self, and this is my quantum self.
Interesting.
My photograph carries my soul, mind, and body. Whatever I exhibit is downloaded onto that photograph in real time. So a photograph is the mirror-like image of a person.
Yeah, that's true. And I would have a really hard time understanding that. It still is intriguing to me. But with like I mentioned to you before we started our conversation, I sell a quantum energy skin patch that has quantum energy on this patch. And a couple years ago, I would have said, that's crazy. You can't put an invisible energy on a patch and apply it to your body and have it help you. And I have thousands of people who that's helped, right?
Yes.
So I know for a fact that you can put energy on a patch and apply it to a person's body, and it helps them. It connects to the energy system in their body and helps them. So you're just abstracting it in a different way using people's photographs. Do you do it via Zoom as well, or is it all
no.
just with photographs?
All emailed photographs. Why? Because that way, at the end of the day, I print out hundreds of photographs. Today,
okay.
for instance, I was working with 500,000 photographs today. We have so
wow.
many photographs that are being sent to us from around the world because it works, and people are very much appreciative as to how this works. Light energy can do anything. Why? It's from God. There's no impediment. You can't prevent God from healing. You can't prevent God from working his wonders, his miracles. Light has essentially infinite possibilities.
That's really interesting. Just like you're right, because I would say from a Christian's perspective, the power of prayer, right? I can pray a prayer and God can heal me without any intervention.
That's
with
right.
it, nobody else can. I guess the devil can try to interrupt that, but he can't, right? He can't. If the Lord wants to heal me, he's going to heal me, and the devil can't do anything about that. But so the light that you're talking about is similar, right? It's God's energy, God's light that he can go and that energy can heal anybody. He says that he wants to heal regardless of where they are.
Yes. Yes. And that's the point. I'm a Christian. I want to see people enjoy a better lifestyle, a quality lifestyle. Go to our website. We have thousands of testimonies. Those are truthful expressions from people.
I love it. So
get from the people.
Yeah. Let's make sure people understand how to get there. So it's scalarlight.com. So the scalar is S-C-A-L-A-R, then light.com, scalarlight.com.
Yes.
And this is Tom's website. So explain what the people are going to find there, Tom, and how do they find those testimonies?
Yeah, go to the website. At the very top, you can see on our horizontal bar, you can read our testimonies. And then after you do a little homework, you are allowed to send us your photograph, and your family photographs will treat everybody for free for 15 days. I'm willing to treat everybody in the world for free for 15 days because I want to prove that this works. Yes, this is new. This is different. This is groundbreaking. How do I prove it? I allow you to prove it to yourself. Try the free sessions.
So there's no better proof than to try it yourself, right? So if you don't believe him, test him out.
Yes.
Right?
I have nothing to hide. Test it out. Exactly.
There you go.
Test the spirit. Try it. See how you feel.
I love it. So everybody go to scalarlight.com and take Tom up on his incredible offer to do a free analysis, right? Send him like he mentioned he did, what'd you say, hundreds of thousands of pictures today?
Yeah,
half a million today. That's amazing. So yeah, let's all flood him with a bunch more pictures and let's pray that we get a lot of people healed through this incredible technology. So how do they research this, Tom? I'm sure you have some stuff on your website, but what are other ways other than your website do you think people can validate what you're talking about?
The best way to validate is through a few scientists, Nikola Tesla, another one, Galen Hieronymus, that I highly admire. Not everything you're going to read on the internet is accurate.
Imagine that.
Go to the experts. Go to those scientists who know, not only had the expertise, but develop instruments. Once you develop an instrument, you have expertise. Once you can take it from theory to practice, that shows me a great deal of expertise that you know what you're talking about. Anybody can talk. You got to prove it. Once you prove it by instrumentation, you're proving something.
No, I like it. So what was the other name? Obviously, Nikola Tesla, most people have heard of. What was the other gentleman's name?
And Galen Hieronymus. Okay. Those are the two experts that I've studied, and both developed scalar energy instruments. But saying this, Rob, you can talk about golf all day long. However, if you've never gone out and golf, you don't know anything about golf. Talk is cheap. Once you can act, once you have the ability to work with these instruments and you have hands-on experience, that's the key.
I love it. I think it's really exciting, the respect that they're offering people a free trial, right? And it's, hey, you don't have to believe him, even though you can go do your own research and start understanding it. But if you even have an inkling there that this says, what if? Right? What if he could help my aunt with her arthritis? What if he could help my mom or my cousin with HIV, right? Whatever the ailment is, give Tom a shot, right? See what it does and see if you'll become one of those amazing testimonials he has. And if not, send him an email and say, hey, it didn't work for me. Why not? And then you'll have a good dialogue. And
by all means,
we'll see where it goes.
By all means. That's what I want. I want an open dialogue. This is the only way we can get this information out there. By moving forward and having people try this new process. But bear in mind, people, what I've done is groundbreaking. Right now, nobody's ever duplicated my work. So how do I prove it? I prove it by way of instrumentation and by way of favorable testimonies.
That's awesome. Well, I look forward to trying it out. I'm going to go sign up and I'm going to send you my pictures. And we'll have a conversation. Maybe we'll do a follow-up podcast and see how the results came from that.
I would enjoy that. That's the before and after evidence that I want. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. I will do that, Tom. And then if anybody else, listeners want to send Tom stuff and then send me the results, we can have a results show and we'll bring Tom back on and we'll discuss the next layer deeper of how this technology works and how we can help people, right? The whole idea for this podcast is to help people naturally and faithfully. And boy, that this conversation has done exactly that, right? You're talking about helping people 100% naturally through God's light.
Yes.
And faithfully through technology or a solution that literally comes from God. So
yes, without negative side effects, without any chemical dependency. That's what I'm looking at. Thank you.
That is so amazing, because that's the biggest problem. One of the things I talk about often with my podcast is the average senior is on 15 different prescription medications over a year period today. And that's just, pathetic.
It's unnecessary in many cases.
It is. So let's help people get off of those big pharma drugs and let's help people get healthy and let's take advantage of Tom's offers. So we really appreciate you, Tom. And we'll definitely do a follow-up episode.
You're my friend. Thank you. God bless everybody.
Yeah, God bless you. We're signing off from the I Am Pain Free podcast. We'll talk soon. If you enjoyed in this episode, you might be expecting a sales pitch for, you know, a pain relief solution. But here's a pleasant surprise. I'm offering a 3-episode pop-up podcast absolutely free. This exclusive 3-episode private podcast series is packed with more value than many paid programs out there. And getting access to this is a breeze. If you're listening on your phone, simply open up your text messaging app and send the word pain-free, it can be one or two words, to 41-PAIN-FREE. So that's 417-246-3733. Again, that's 417-246-3733. If you're not a fan of texting, no big deal, right? Just visit IamPainFree.com. Super easy, IamPainFree.com. You can access this private podcast series instantly for no cost. Right? This isn't just any podcast series. We call it Beyond Pain, the triple B blueprint for pain-free existence. It really is a treasure trove of secrets, expert interviews, and a resource vault, all aimed at guiding you to live pain-free naturally and faithfully, right? That's my passion. It's a rare and value-packed resource that we're thrilled to share with you. So don't wait. Just grab that cell phone, you know, grab your text messaging app, type pain-free in there, and just send it to 417-246-3733. Or, you know, like I mentioned, go to IamPainFree.com and unlock this exclusive content, all completely free. God bless.